It's music time in Africa. Hello again, friends, and a very good Sunday evening to you. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's special weekly program that brings you wonderful sounds of music from different parts of Africa. This is our first edition of Music Time for today, and we'll have both popular and traditional music for you. They're all on recording selected and prepared for us by your VOA music man for Africa, my colleague, Leo Sarkeesian. He's the man with all the good music, and we'll begin with our usual upbeat tempo at this time. It's from Nairobi, Kenya, and it's that hard-driving group of highly talented musicians who call themselves Them Mushrooms. The album from which we've taken this selection is titled Almost There. This is track one, Dance and Sing Along by John Katana Harrison. Sasa kokuyaku, we we benga benga.
Sasa kokuyaku, we we benga. Sasa kokuyaku, we we benga benga.
Everybody dance, dance and sing along. Jump, jump.
dance and sing along with them mushrooms from Nairobi, Kenya, East Africa. This is an interesting group because each musician has an extra nickname. The list begins with Dave Otieno, the guitarist. He's known as Big D. Trumpeter Nazir Marzouk calls himself Al Brown, and Dennis Kalume Harrison is Danny Boy. John Katana Harrison, the excellent keyboard man, singer, arranger, and composer, is called the Bishop by his fellow musicians. And then there are three other Harrisons, George, Billy, and Teddy, and they're known as Mr. Extra, Chief, and Mr. Groove. Them mushrooms who just made good music for all of us here on Music Time in Africa. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Voice of America's Africa Service. We're broadcasting to Africa on shortwave from our studios here in Washington, D.C. in the USA. In Southern Africa, we're also on medium wave, and that's on 621 kilohertz. We do have a program schedule showing all of our programs broadcast in English to Africa with times and frequencies for easy listening. So I'll take just a few moments to give you our address for corresponding. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547, and of course that's here in the USA. However, we do have an alternate address because we know how expensive postage can be in many parts of the world, so we recommend this address if it's convenient. Simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy, or the USIS Center in your country. And right now, friends, here's the music man, Leo.
Thank you, Rita. The examples of traditional music I have here are from Kenya, East Africa. What I'd like to do now is introduce a few of the large number of traditional musical instruments in Kenya. Kenya has well over 25 million people. Swahili and English are the principal languages, but there are other languages spoken by at least 40 different ethnic groups in the country. The examples I've chosen feature some of the melodic musical instruments. This first one is a highly developed string instrument, belonging to the family of harps and bow lyres. The number of strings vary from 6 to 8, depending on the ethnic group playing the instrument. Its name varies also. In this recording, it's called kamba. It's a popular instrument among the Luo, Kalenjin, Kisi, Kuria, and Bukusu peoples. Here, the kamba is played by a Luo musician. The instrument is about 3 feet long and triangular in shape. It has a wooden bowl covered with the skin of a giant lizard. The player sits on a small stool and holds the instrument horizontally and strikes one of the lower arms of the kamba with a metal ring attached to his big toe. That was the kamba harp of the Luo in Kenya. The music was called Niatiti, a type of dance music for both men and women. This next instrument is a bamboo reed flute. It's popular among a number of ethnic groups living along the east coast of Kenya, like the Duruma, Digo, and Rabai. The name of the instrument is chivoti. It's usually about 10 inches long with four finger holes, held horizontally and side blown. Often it is accompanied by a type of drum called sengenya. And when this is done, the accompanying folk dance is also called sengenya. Next is xylophone music. Among the ethnic groups along the coastal region, the xylophone is usually called marimba. The instrument is usually tuned to a pentatonic scale, that is, a five-note scale in two or three octaves, depending on the size of the xylophone. In this recording, the marimba is played by a Mijikenda musician. Now, one of the most interesting musical instruments, not only in Africa, but throughout a large part of the world, the zumari. That's the name of the double reed oboe type of horn in Kenya. But in North Africa, it's known as a gaita, zurna throughout the Middle East, surnai, and other names in Central and Southeast Asia, and played in China and as far as Indonesia. It's also called algaita in northern Nigeria among the Hausa. In Kenya, it is popular among the Mijikenda ethnic groups. When accompanied by Sengenya drums, the accompanying folk dances are called Sengenya Zumari. And the last instrument we're featuring in this evening's program is the orutu, a one-string violin type of instrument. The name and style of performance or technique of playing varies among the different ethnic groups in Kenya. This is orutu music.
Once again, thank you, Mr. Music Man, for the recordings of traditional music from East Africa, featuring some of the important types of musical instruments from among some of the various ethnic groups in Kenya. This is Music Time in Africa, coming to you on VOA's Africa Service. Our Africa Service is on the air every day, friends. That's 7 days a week, keeping you in close touch with what's happening in Africa and the rest of the world. This is your station for the latest and best in news about Africa and the whole world, and that's every day in the week. And this program, Music Time in Africa, is here on Sundays in two separate editions. The first can be heard at 1730 GMT, and then following another show at 1930 GMT. Thank you again for listening and for spending time with us. And right now, I'll take another few moments to repeat our address for corresponding, because we're always interested in your comments about our Africa service and about our daily programs, and especially about this program, Music Time in Africa. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and our postal code is 20547 here in the USA. However, we do have an alternate address because we know how expensive postage can be in many parts of the world, so we recommend this address if it's convenient. Simply write to Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. We're going to wind up this first edition of Music Time in Africa now with more music from Kenya. But this is something different and I think important. As you already know and you've heard Leo and me say from time to time, it's important not to forget some of Africa's great musicians who really have left their marks in the history of African music. Well, we have an album here titled The Golden Hits of Daudi Kabaka. During the 50s and early 60s, Daudi Kabaka was a household name in East Africa, and his many recordings remained on the top of the local record charts for years. Here's Daudi Kabaka now with his own original African twist.
Kapaka ninao hata wa wazazi hawana raha.
Daudi Kabaka, a Luhya musician of Kenya who was one of East Africa's superstars during the 50s and early 60s with good music. And that's what this program is all about. We'll have more for you later this evening at 19:30 GMT. That's in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now with our second edition of Music Time in Africa. This is Rita Rochelle saying so long for now. Thank you for listening, and I recommend that you stay right there by your radio and keep it tuned to the Voice of America, because we have a report of the news coming up next. And for now, my love to all of you.